Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to invite you to stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you to create the life that you desire. I also want to invite you to connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. And folks, when you go to that website, make sure you sign up for my free newsletter, because when you sign up for that newsletter, I'm going to send you 10 empowering videos that are filled with lots of tools and techniques that I use personally in my own life to overcome and heal Crohn's disease, a life and death pregnancy, when I was given 30 minutes to live, what I did, overcoming abuse, divorce, and the near-death experience. So go to the website, AskSueLondon.com, and sign up for the newsletter. We have been every week sharing recipes with you and giveaways and contests, so it's awesome. So make sure you go to AskSueLondon.com. So my producer, my wonderful friend Christopher, how are you this week?
Well, let me tell you, I wish I had 10 hands, because that's what I need this week.
You know, the same thing for me. There must be something going on out in the universe.
We're living parallel lives, I guess.
I know. We are so much like twins. So, yeah, you know, we have a big long weekend here. Well, I'm starting my long weekend tonight after the show. We have our civic holiday here in Canada. Now, is it a holiday up there for you or down there for you?
No, there's no holiday here that I know of.
Oh, okay.
Except it's the Charlestown Seafood Festival, which we'll be at all weekend. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay, nice. Where's that happening?
That's happening at Nintegrit Park in Charlestown, which is right on the water, and there will be lots of good food and lots of junk food, too. And, Sue, I don't know what to tell you.
I know. As soon as I heard junk food, I thought, oh, here we go again. Mm-hmm. Okay, you know, people in Westerly, you got to help me with this guy. What can I say? Well, you know, I've had a really interesting day yesterday, and I was talking to you earlier about this, but I think we need to bring some awareness about this situation. I had a phone call yesterday from a lady who said she was with our federal government of Canada, and she was telling me that my website was doing wacky stuff. And long story short, there was, how do you say it, Chris, a group that hacked a government site, I guess, is that the best way to say it? They hacked or got into the site, and then they were phoning people and saying that their site was doing these nasty things. And when I was on the phone with her, I had all kinds of things happening to my computer. And so I have been without email other than using my phone as my email for the last 2 days here. So people have to be careful when you get phone calls. And Chris, I think you said there was something going on down in across America now too. Something similar, but through links or something?
Yes, there is something going on. It's a virus that gets into people's computers. It's not that somebody's hacked a government site. It's that people are, there's this organization that makes viruses, whoever they are, and they ask you to pay $300 on a Green Dot card because the FBI locks your computer, and it's really not the FBI.
Wow. Well, what happened? This woman called me, and folks, if you live in Canada, it's the CCIRC, and she says she's from the federal government, and they phone you, and if you get a call like that, it is a scam, so don't give any information out. And I gotta tell you, Chris, I always say I'm so blessed, and every day there's some great thing that happens, but through this whole situation, I work with the tech guys at our local Future Shop. Future Shop is kind of like the sister company or cousin company to your Best Buy. We have Best Buy as well. But I phoned these guys when this happened, and my computer screen was blue with all kinds of chicken scratch on it. And you know, when I get a message like that, I don't know what to do with it. And I phoned these guys at our Future Shop, and they were beyond phenomenal. So I just have to take a second and say, Rob, Neil, Scott, and Todd, I love you guys. And that's go back to our old hometown at Burlington, Ontario, Canada, the Future Shop there, and they really saved the day. So it makes it really, it makes me even more grateful that of the people surrounding me and helping me, because you never know when you're going to need help from somebody. And I, as you know, Chris, I do like to share when I'm appreciative of something. So.
I was going to say, we both have a lot of reasons to be appreciative, and I feel the same way. The Rotary Club of Westerly, this is just a fine example, and it's related to you, honored me with the Paul Harris Award, and that's the highest award you can get. And it's not about me. It's about the radio station being on the air during the hurricane. And, you know, every little thing we do to help other people, it really counts.
Yeah, congratulations, by the way, for that.
Thank you very much.
I'm surprised you didn't text me or phone me on that one, my friend.
I try to be modest about these things, but I just talked about it.
But you know what? It is so true what you just said. Each one of you listening and each one of us alive can do something, even the smallest thing can make a difference for somebody. And that's what it's all about. So, you know, when we end the show today, folks, go and do something nice for someone, even if it's like pull a weed from your neighbor's garden or, you know, share a hug with someone. I got to tell you, Chris, you know I'm a hugger, right? And I think I might have freaked out one of the guys at the Future Shop because I was just so excited, like they set up the Skype for me and everything, and I just was hugging this guy. Of course, there's Ross at my side just rolling his eyes like, here we go again, you know. And the guy was just like, you know, didn't know how to handle it when I hugged him, but I had to do it, you know me, right?
hugging really makes somebody feel better. It really does. It's healing.
Yeah, so folks, go and hug someone tonight, even if it's a tree, you know, if you don't have somebody around you. We had an awesome last couple days. Got to tell you another story. We have a family tradition, and instead of giving our children and now our grandchildren, now that our children are grown up, we don't give them toys. We give them adventures. I think I've told you this before, right, Chris? And what we did, our oldest grandson just turned 7. So what we do as a family is we make a list of the things that we want to learn or places we want to go or adventures we want to go on. So our grandson had picked that he wanted to go to Fort George. It's in Niagara-on-the-Lake in Ontario, Canada. And we took him this week, and it was just so awesome. I love looking at places through the eyes of a young child. We were going to this fort, and we were walking to the gates, and all of a sudden these, they're college boys, of course, and they're dressed up in uniforms of the soldiers from, you know, 1800s, right? And our grandson just stood there, froze. He thought they were coming after him. So, but, you know, if folks, if you're listening, look at giving adventures to your kids, to your grandkids. It was really great for us because it's, you know, we've now taught our children, our grandchildren about history, but we had a great time and it's created great memories. We started this actually years ago when I was sick with Crohn's disease and in and out of hospitals, and when I would have a healthy day, I would say, I have the wish that I would like to do this. And it just started like maybe we would go a couple blocks away to our local park and have a picnic. well, it's gone to be that our children do this, and, you know, now we do it with our grandchildren, and Ross and I as a team, you know, we go new places, we try new things, and this is just something that we've continued. So if you want to start your own family tradition, folks, I really would recommend, you know, getting into something, and it doesn't have to cost you money either. Well, you know, you can go on picnics even in your backyard if you've never done a picnic, or, you know, maybe go fishing, you know, there's so many things you can do. So be creative, and if you try something new, email us and tell us of that on the show, because this is what life is about, you know, learning, growing, creating memories. Now, I know, Chris, there's a boat down there I want to go on. You told me the last time I was down there about a boat cruise ferry something.
The Block Island Ferry?
Yeah.
It's not really a cruise. I mean, it's nice like a cruise, but it's not a cruise. Just a trip out to Block Island.
Well, I want to do that. That's on my list. So if I'm coming out like the summertime, like let's do that, okay? Because that's on my list. Just to let you know, okay?
I'm marking it down right now.
There you go. Perfect. Before we bring our guests on, let's give a book away, shall we?
Let's do it.
Okay. So, folks, the first caller is going to win a copy of my life story book called Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. This is the story about me being diagnosed with Crohn's disease, overcoming that, healing it, going through a life and death pregnancy, given 30 minutes to live, overcoming abuse, divorce, and having a near-death experience. So the first caller to call in will win a copy of Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities. And Christopher, do you want to share the number with everybody?
1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819.
Perfect. Well, why don't we go on a commercial break, and then when we come back, we are going to introduce you to an amazing lady who has overcome MS. This is going to be a very powerful show for y'all. So let's take that commercial break, Christopher, and then when we come back, folks, you are in for some really big empowerment and information. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today. Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for leading edge empowering knowledge and information, which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Now, before the break, I was telling you we're in for one amazing show today. Well, our guest today, folks, is Eva Marsh. And today we're going to be talking about dancing with MS. And the question is, can it be true? Now, let me tell you about Eva a bit before we bring her on. She's an amazing lady, such an inspiration. In 1967, Eva Marsh woke up paralyzed from the neck down. She was 22 years old. Her symptoms had started when she was only 8 years old. Doctors soon diagnosed multiple sclerosis and told her to get her affairs in order. She didn't have long. But Eva recovered and returned to work, where she began to review research and history. Now today, Eva shares decades-old research that has led her to challenge accepted opinions and devise strategies for full recovery. I really encourage you all, if you're going through MS or, you know, you think you may have symptoms, this lady's a wealth of knowledge. I want to encourage you to go to her website, evamarsh.net. That's evamarsh.net. And her book, Black Patent Shoes, Dancing with MS, is there, the information. We're actually going to give some copies away today. Eva has so kindly offered to share books that you can win. And in order to win her books, you just send her an email at eva@evamarsh.net. When you email her, just say, I listen to Get Inspired Radio with Sue London in your subject line, so she'll know that you're one of the winners for her book. She's also giving away 5 Skype sessions where you can ask her your questions. Same thing, send her an email at eva@evamarsh.net. Okay, same thing, I listen to Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. And then she's also giving away 5 DVDs that are called 3 Steps to Dancing with MS. And again, send her an email to eva@evamarsh.net. Tell her I listen to Get Inspired Radio with Sue London, and she will send them off to you. So that is so wonderful of her to do that, and really, really great lot of information. So without any further delay, Eva, my friend, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sue. It's really nice to be with you again and do another interview.
Yeah, well, you know, you're such an inspiration. Why don't we start off by you telling everybody your story? It is absolutely amazing.
Okay, well, I'm accustomed now to getting it down to a short story.
Okay, good.
Okay, the symptoms began when I was 8 years old, mm-hmm. and my mother got very upset and with my persistent symptoms and took me to various doctors, and they all said that there was nothing wrong with me, that I just had a creative imagination.
Yeah.
When I was 16, I lost my sight, and I missed a year of school. When I recovered, the family doctor told my parents that my eye problem was because I read too much.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, mind you, a specialist in internal medicine had told me that I had retrobulbar neuritis, which was paralysis of the optic nerve, and that it could happen again, only next time it could be an arm or a leg. But he said, you'll always be okay. And that was Dr. Jack Sibley from the General Hospital here in Hamilton, God bless him.
Hamilton, Ontario, Canada.
Yes, Ontario, Canada. And so then I went back to school after I missed the year, and as a lot of people did in the 50s and early 60s, uh-huh. I got married right after high school, and life was pretty nice. And and then I woke up the St. Patrick's Day morning, so March 17th, 1967, and I went to hop out of bed to go to work, and I fell flat on my face, and I was immobile from the neck down. Now, I fussed and fiddled, and before too long, I got some movement back, and my husband took me to the hospital, and they very quickly diagnosed multiple sclerosis.
Okay.
Well, the doctors told me that I would never recover and that I should get my affairs in order because I didn't have long, and I thought that was nonsense, and they wanted me to stay in hospital for 3 weeks of intravenous steroid therapy. And I said, no, I'm going home to be with my babies. I had 2 little girls, 1 and 2 years old, and I just wanted to be with them.
Uh-huh.
So, you know how they stand outside the door and talk? And yeah. I heard them talking, and they were talking about me being in denial. Mm-hmm. And when I learned to accept it, things would be better. And I still don't understand what this it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, I went home, and by this time I was moving a bit more. I was actually paralyzed on the right side, and I was very, very weak on the left side and no feeling on the left side.
Okay.
So the kids and I, we got down on the floor and we rolled around and crawled around and we played games and we had lots of naps.
Uh-huh.
My husband at the time was a medical student at the Veterinary College in Guelph, Ontario, Canada.
Okay.
And so he had to go to classes and I just managed with the children on my own.
Uh-huh.
And I found that I slowly started to get better, and as I got better and I could do more, the recovery speeded up.
Mm-hmm.
By the 1st of June, I was ready to go back to work. So that was from March 17th to the 1st of June.
Okay.
Now, at that time, I worked in the pharmacology research laboratory at the Veterinary College in Guelph, where I was a junior technician.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew absolutely nothing. But I decided that I was going to go to the library and start trying to figure out, you know, how come everybody was telling me all these terrible stories about what to expect.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I thought they were all wrong. I just didn't believe them. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, the last doctor who I fired also thought that I was still in denial. So I guess that denial is okay because I'm fine.
Yeah.
Anyway. So I started going at lunchtime, instead of playing bridge, I started going to the library, and lo and behold, one of the first research papers I found, and I have it right here in front of me, mm-hmm. and the title is Ultrastructural Study of Remyelination in an Experimental Lesion in an Adult Cat Spinal Cord by Mary Bartlett Bungie et al. And I thought, well, they told me that myelin can't repair itself, and then here's this research. And this paper has these extraordinary full-color photos of electron microscope slides showing the repair. And there's little arrows. In case you miss it, there's little arrows saying, like, here's the repair, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I thought, well, what are they all so worried about? Because there's repair.
Yeah, exactly.
And because I was working at a veterinary college, I was able to consult with veterinary researchers about this paper.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me if the cats could do it, then human beings could too.
Mm-hmm.
Because they said we're all in the same class. We're all large mammals.
Yeah.
And I had just done it. And so as far as I was concerned, Mary Bungie's paper explained what I had just done.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was intuitive and gut feeling,
yeah.
and not paying any attention to what people told me, and then I spent the last 46 years finding research to prove what I knew already in 3 months' time in 1967.
Yeah,
so,
and, you know, you shared so many lessons there, because I know I've shared, you know, myself with our listeners that you go within, listen to what your gut tells you, because you could be told something from one doctor, and if they're in a bad mood or they just don't care or whatever, you know, no offense to any of you doctors listening, there are doctors that are doctors, and then there are other doctors that don't have that bedside manner. I guess let's put it that way, okay? Please don't phone in if you're a doctor, okay? But I fired doctors myself when I was sick with Crohn's disease, because I had that gut feeling. No, I had a doctor tell me that when I was pregnant with my second child, she said, your weight's 80 pounds, make a choice. Who's going to live? You or the baby. And I made the choice. I fired my doctor, and that baby is healthy and happy and 21 now. So I'm glad you shared that. And folks, don't be scared to speak up. You know, you do have that right to get a second opinion. And if it doesn't feel right, get a third. Now, the one thing that I want to ask you, because we could have a lot of listeners that are thinking, well, you know, I've just been diagnosed with this disease. I feel this way. How did you feel when you were first diagnosed? What emotions did you go through? Do you remember?
Well, I was relieved because for the previous 14 years, so from the time I was 8 till I was 22, I had been told that all those symptoms were my imagination, that I was making them up. And and I knew I wasn't making them up. So when somebody finally diagnosed it, I thought, well, there, now that's it. Like, I'm not crazy. This is really happening. And then, of course, then they could go back and they could look at those symptoms and they said, oh, yes, well, those were early symptoms. So it was kind of backward, but it was relief that I wasn't going crazy. You know, this was really happening.
Now, can I ask you, because we might have some parents listening and thinking, well, what should I look for in my child? Can you give a little bit more details about what they could or should be looking for as early signs? I know you covered a few things, but can you give some more details around that?
Okay, well, that's a tough question, Sue, because I wish people would just leave their kids alone. Although it was kind of nasty being told constantly that I was making it up, what it did was it just let me be a kid. So, you know, I was always encouraged to run outside and play. Okay, the symptoms that I experienced, the main one was that my right knee would buckle.
Right knee, okay.
Okay, and everybody would laugh and say, oh, you're so clumsy. Well, I wasn't clumsy because the instant before my knee would buckle, I would feel what I call a glitch. And to this day, I could take a pen and put a mark right on the side of my leg where that little electrical glitch happened, and then my knee would buckle.
Okay.
And so what I started doing was when I would feel the glitch, I would yell out, no, no, and then sometimes it buckled and other times it buckled partly and then finally it just stopped buckling. Okay. So I kind of retrained it, reprogrammed it. So that was one thing that happened. And then another thing that happened was the feeling of hot and cold needles sticking in my scalp and down the back of my neck. And then I would get very uncomfortable, and when this happened, if I was at home, my parents would say, well, run outside and play and work off all that energy. And at school, the teachers would say, sit still, you know. Well, no, I couldn't. The other thing that happened was that I would lose the feeling in my right arm. And sometimes even the movement in the right arm. But I was always accused of not wanting to do my homework or not wanting to make my bed or whatever. Nobody really paid serious attention to any of those signs. But looking back, what it did was it gave me the opportunity to figure out what to do myself.
And
that was ignore it and keep going because sooner or later it'll be okay.
And we're going to talk about that in the final segment of the show about the power of, you know, belief and positive thinking. What I want to do now is I want us to take a short break, and then when we come back, let's talk about what you did to, what steps you took to overcome the disease. Sound good?
Thank you, yes.
Perfect. Well, folks, we're going to take a short break. As a reminder, remember that you have the opportunity to win a copy of Eva's book, Black Patent Shoes, Dancing with MS. You could win a Skype session answering your, getting your questions answered about MS. And you could also win a DVD, Three Steps to Dancing with MS. And to win that, you just simply email Eva at her website, or her email address, eva@evamarsh.net. And just in the subject line, just say, I listen to Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Okay, so we're going to take that short break, and when we come back, lots more with Eva, so stay tuned.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Folks, today I have Eva Marsh with us. And today we're talking about overcoming MS and her miracle journey. Eva, before we get into this, Christopher, we've got a winner for my book. Do you want to tell everybody who that is?
Yes, we have Dan Leese, the hardworking nice guy from Remax Realty of right here in Westerly. So congratulations to Dan Leese. You win the book, and he's coming down to the studio to get it.
Perfect. Well, Dan, congratulations, and I look forward to inspiring you. Eva, got to ask you a question.
Yes.
When you were going through your disease and you were doing different things, you know, for your healing, I know for myself, I went the alternative route. I was finding a drug for, I was given a drug for a drug and having all kinds of challenges with that. So I turned to having Reiki, energy work, reflexology, acupuncture. What are some things that you did?
Well, in the beginning, I was a good patient, and I took my steroids. And then one time when I was hospitalized here in Hamilton, I was a medical student, told me that the side effects of these steroids would be osteoporosis and possibly kidney problems.
Yes, I
heard
that.
I was quite indignant, and I said, well, my doctor wouldn't give me a drug like that. And he said, well, he said, in 10 years, it won't matter anyway.
Yeah.
And I determined right then and there that I would make myself as independent as possible of the medical system. Mm-hmm. And I have taken no drugs of any kind since 1974.
Wow, good for you. Now, I'm glad you brought that up about steroids because, folks, it is important, whoever you're working with for your care, to, you know, share with them what you're doing. I can tell you, when I was doing this alternative stuff, I was talking with my medical doctor about this. I, too, you know, was taking high doses of steroids. And Eva, you know what happened with me? I ended up having broken elbow, broken thumb, broken wrist, torn leg muscles, and torn shoulder. So that's what the steroids did to me. And that was years later. It wasn't like overnight. So it's a deadly a drug that needs to have more awareness brought to it. The patients need to know before they take it. Don't you agree?
I agree, and I think I credit the steroid therapy of the 60s and 70s for my knee replacement last year.
Yeah.
My left knee gave out. I have a touch of osteoporosis, but I stay active and I watch my diet and make sure that I get a lot of natural fats in my diet to keep my joints lubricated.
Okay.
So the arthritis doesn't bother me at all. It doesn't stop me from doing anything.
Now, go ahead. I was going to ask you another question.
No, you go ahead.
Well, I was going to ask you, like, I know for me, I've really learned that, you know, with me having once had Crohn's disease, talking to people with cancer, is your diet make a huge difference in how you eat if your disease flares up or goes in remission?
No.
No?
I'm a farm kid, Sue, so
yeah.
I grew up with meat and vegetables and lots of fruit and brown bread and lots of milk,
yeah.
And my diet hasn't changed.
Mm-hmm.
And I've read a lot about all of these other diets that are supposed to be beneficial, and I can actually find no factual evidence to support
okay.
those claims.
Okay.
Plus, I'm doing just fine eating the way I'm eating, so
yeah.
there's really no need to change. One thing I did do after the arthritis started to bother me was I stopped eating any canned goods or any prepared foods.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of crap in that stuff, I guess. That's the way to say it.
So
I apologize, you know, Chris, if I'm not supposed to say that word, but that's the only word I could come up with.
You can say crap. It's okay.
Okay.
If you didn't use it, I would have. So.
Yeah.
But I find, like, I make my own soup. I make my own salad dressings. And I enjoy that. You know, that's
yeah.
just part of now how we eat.
Yeah.
And it's quite nice.
Yeah.
Other
no,
than that, no changes to my diet at all.
Yeah, you know, I'm the same way. Like, we're living now, and I shared this with our listeners, we're living in Niagara area, the wine area where all the fruit and vegetables are. We don't go to grocery stores anymore. We go to our local fruit stand. We have a lady there that we get all our fruits and vegetables, and that's how we eat now. And, you know, I've been busy making, like, relish for the winter. I'm making jam, and we're making, like, pickled beets. We eat and freezing, like, everything for our smoothies. I don't buy one thing that's prepared. It's a lot of work, but it is so worth it for our health. And I'm glad that you shared that, too, because, you know, that's really important. What we eat is like our fuel for our body, right?
Yes. And I feel that by eating all of this natural food and naturally prepared food,
yeah.
I'm giving my body everything it needs.
Yes.
Like, I don't know what my body needs other than good fuel.
Yes.
So my body can pick out what it needs out of what I'm eating, and it must be okay because I'm just fine. I'm healthy and fully mobile, and I have absolutely no health problems at all.
Now, can you say your disease cured or are you in remission? What state would you say how do we term where your health is now?
Okay, well, it's definitely a virus, and the history of a virus is that it goes through one or more mutations, and then it goes into a state of permanent arrest.
Okay.
And if you look in the old MS research papers, you'll find that phrase coming up time and time again about MS going into a state of permanent arrest mm-hmm. after one or more episodes. So in the old days, nobody talked about progressive decline, you know, so I'm not really sure where this progressive decline stuff came from, other than if we believe that we cannot recover
uh-huh.
and we make no effort to do anything physical, then we will decline. You know,
okay.
it's the couch potato thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and actually I've seen more than one article written by researchers saying that the lack of activity is far worse for people with MS than the disease process itself.
Okay, okay. Let me ask you, I hear that fatigue and depression is a lot of this part of this disease. Yes?
Well, is it any wonder, you know, with people constantly telling you or trying to get you to believe all these terrible things and you have no life and this is going to happen and that's going to happen and you're going to die soon,
yeah.
is it any wonder people get depressed?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know? And it's interesting, after I sent out my announcement on Facebook, I got an email from somebody who said, if you could boil it down to one thing you think is the most important thing you did, what
yeah.
would it be? And I emailed this guy back, and I said, I didn't listen to anybody.
Yes, yes.
That was
yes.
the most important thing I did, was I didn't listen to all that nonsense.
Yes.
Oops, not nonsense, but all of those predictions, okay?
Yeah, yeah, you might have to keep that out there too, Christopher, okay?
if I want predictions, I'll go to a psychic.
Yeah.
If I go to a doctor, what I'm hoping for is medical care.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, very well put.
Yeah. Thank you.
And, you know, like, I'm one, you know, I've been told I was supposed to have 30 minutes to live. I actually had a near-death experience. And, folks, I can tell you, you're hearing two stories here. Miracles can happen. They do happen every day. Eve and I are both living proof of that, and you're surrounded with miracles. So if someone tells you you can't do something or something's not possible or your health is always going to stay that way, just know you can change that. It can change. Don't think it's like the bottom, the worst. Because I know for me, the same thing. Eve, I was told all this bad stuff, and I went through depression as well, and that is tough. Like, it can really pull your health down even more when you're in that negative state. It's not a good place to be. Christopher, why don't we take a commercial break now? Is that okay?
And then, I don't know, Sue. No, I'm just kidding. Of course it's okay.
Okay. I'm just throwing you a little bit early here. Because when we come back, I do want Eve and I to talk about how powerful our mindset is for disease. So I wanted to spend some time around that. So let's take the commercial break now, if that's okay. Good timing?
That's perfect.
Yes? Okay, so let's take the commercial break, folks. And when we come back, Eve and I are going to talk more in detail about how powerful your mind really, really is around all this stuff. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with the Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London, and we have the empowering, inspiring, the knowledgeable Eva Marsh with us today, folks. And we've been talking about MS, overcoming it, what you can do to help it to get better. Before the break, Eva, we were talking about fatigue and depression, but we didn't really talk about fatigue. So let's talk about that before we talk about the mindset, shall we?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, go fatigue.
Now, I have never had a big problem with fatigue simply because when I'm tired, I lay down and go to sleep.
Yeah, okay.
It never made any sense to me if I was fatigued that I should take some kind of upper.
Okay.
And subsequently what I found, is that the body requires a whole lot of energy for healing. So whether you think you're healing or not, your body is trying to heal. Okay, and it takes a whole lot of energy. And after I had done my physics here at McMaster, I worked out with my professor, Dr. Terry Kennett, the actual amount of energy it takes at the quantum level to produce a milligram of body tissue. Okay?
Okay.
And it takes a horrendous amount, but what he rounded it, and he said it's about the same amount of energy as it takes to look after the average home for 3 years.
Oh, okay.
Now, that's at the quantum level. Now, things at the quantum level, that's a totally different world than out here at this level, the macroscopic level. But it takes a tremendous amount of energy for healing. And we need to sleep to give our body a chance to recuperate and to do the healing.
Yes.
Okay? Yeah. Now, the other reason a lot of people with MS have fatigue is that they're dehydrated.
Okay.
A lot of people with MS don't drink very much water because they think then that they won't have to go to the bathroom so often.
How much water should they drink?
Well, okay, what I drink is enough water in a day. I sip all day long, okay?
Yeah, me too.
And what I go by is the color and the smell of my urine.
Okay.
Okay, if there is no smell and if there's virtually no color, then I know I am hydrated, that I have sufficient water in my body.
Okay.
And we need to be hydrated so that our nerves can work properly, because we're water beings, okay? We're anywhere from 60 to 80% water. And if we're down a quart, so to speak, then we get low blood pressure and we get fatigue.
Okay, so
it's a very easy thing to be hydrated, and I, you know, drinking 8-ounce glasses doesn't work. You need to sip.
Yeah.
Kind of off and on all day long. You sip and sip and sip. It's like not watering your plants. You know, you can't come along and give them a great big glass of water. You have to give them a little bit at a time to kind of rehydrate the soil.
Yeah.
The human body is the same.
Mm-hmm. I know that. Can I share a little tip? I do, because I'm the same as you, I drink all day long, all around the clock, sipping, not guzzling. I can't do that either. And I have a bottle that's measured, and I check how much, like, I have in this bottle, and I carry that with me everywhere, in the car, everything. And that's what I do. You know, because some people think, well, I'll just fill up this glass, or I'll fill up this glass. It's kind of hard for measuring, you know.
Well, I don't measure. I'm back again to being a farm kid. I don't measure the water I drink.
No.
I just go by, you know, when I go to the bathroom, like, what do I recognize? And, so if there's no scent and no color, well, then I'm hydrated.
Yeah, that's good to know. Yeah, I know. For me, I'm on the go so much traveling, so I found that was kind of a secret that worked for me, and that's how I keep hydrated, because I know for me it was like I wouldn't even pay attention when I was out, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, it's a good point, Sue, is that we each need to develop our own strategies.
Yes, it's so
okay,
true.
Okay, what works for us? You have a strategy that works for you.
Yeah.
I have a strategy that works for me.
Yeah.
And we both offer these strategies, and if they're beneficial to other people, terrific.
Yes.
And if not, well, then go figure out your own strategy, you know?
Exactly. And folks, like, we're both sharing purposely different things here, because you might be like one of us or not like either one of us, you know? So that's what we want to get out to you, that it's all about, you know, becoming empowered and, you know, taking ownership of your health, you know, listening, going within, listening. We've only got a couple minutes left of the show. Can we talk about the power of our mind?
Yes, let's do that.
Okay.
And I would, first of all, very highly recommend to people read Bruce Lipton's book, The Biology of Belief.
Say that again. What's the title of it?
Biology of Belief.
Oh, belief. Okay, okay.
Okay. And he writes, it's very simple to understand. He's a scientist, but he writes very simply, and he has these fantastic graphics so that you can understand what he's saying. And what he does is he goes through research and he shows how our belief affects our physiology. So if we believe that we can't heal, then we won't heal.
Okay.
If we believe that we are safe and we can heal, then the body says, oh, okay, if that's what you want, yeah, I'll heal. It's really very simple.
Yeah.
The power of our belief, and nowadays we have all of these books and all of these CDs and DVDs, mm-hmm. and are people really paying attention to the simplicity of the message?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like Lance Armstrong was diagnosed with cancer and was told he didn't have lung. Okay, so another one of those stories.
Yeah.
He wanted to ride in the Tour de France. And mm-hmm. he was determined he was going to recover and ride in the Tour de France. He healed deadly cancer with the belief that he could go and ride again in the Tour de France.
Yeah, and he did it. Yeah.
And he did it. Okay.
Can I ask you, because we're talking about this.
Yes.
Did you do visualization? That's what I did.
Yes, I did.
Yeah?
Yes.
What did you do as your visualization, just to kind of help people to maybe...
Well,
don't want to go there.
No, well, it's, you know, you visualize your own thing. It's not any scientific thing.
No,
it's the power of the metaphor. The body, you speak to your body metaphorically with pictures and sounds. So that's why music is so beneficial and pictures, so including visualization. I used to picture, whenever I had a problem with mobility, I used to picture these little characters on bicycles riding around in my nervous system.
Okay.
And they were going so fast that they were doing wheelies and they were burning up the myelin. So I used to concentrate on telling them, you can slow down now and you can have a rest and then I can heal. You know, you can slow down and get off your bicycles and I will heal. And so I would picture them getting tired and slowing down and getting off their tricycles.
Mm-hmm.
Like I never ever saw MS as some terrible,
end of the world kind of thing.
End of the world kind of thing. It's a virus, for heaven's sakes. You have to, you know, you see in a microscope, you see this little squiggly thing. It's a virus.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So now, okay, let me clarify that.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has yet claimed to identify the MS virus, but you hear time and time again how it feels like the flu.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. A lot of people with MS say that they know something is happening because they feel like they're coming down with the flu. And I have said that myself, and I've written that in my book, because that's how it always felt. So that's the clue of a virus.
Okay.
And so then anyway, sure enough, I would start moving more. Now, at the same time, I was doing gentle moving and rolling and singing, lots of singing. Now, remember, I had two little children.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And in my speeches, quite often, I joke about how singing Old MacDonald had a farm 1,000 times is very, very healing.
Okay.
Like, I didn't go out and buy a CD with healing sounds. I just sang with the children.
Yeah, very powerful. Now, could you do yoga or Tai Chi, any of those movements? Would that be helpful for people?
Very helpful. I started doing yoga years ago, and it was so helpful because you can't hurt yourself if you're on the floor, and you can do yoga in bed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can do yoga sitting.
Yeah.
It might not be like the pictures in the books, but so what? Like, you still do the movements, and they are very beneficial. And the meditation and the concentration exercises are exceptionally powerful.
Yes, I think that yoga and meditation are great for everyone. I do both every day, and it's just part of my day of getting up and, like, having breakfast, you know. I hate to say this, my friend, but we're out of time. You're just such a wealth of great information. I love you so much for what you're doing at helping others. I got to tell everybody one more time that Eva is so kindly giving away copies of her book, Black Patent Shoes, Dancing with MS, to receive a copy. You just simply have to email Eva. Now, this is only for 5 people, so you want to act on this quickly, okay, guys? You send an email to eva@evamarsh.net and just simply say, you know, you listen to Get Inspired Radio with Sue London in the subject line. You also have an opportunity to receive 1 of 5 Skype sessions with Eva, having your questions answered about MS. And another opportunity is to win 1 of 5 DVDs, which are 3 Steps to Dancing with MS.
guys, check out evamarsh.net. And Eva, thank you again for being with us, my friend.
Well, thank you, Sue, and thank you, Chris, for this opportunity to share my experience.
You're welcome.
Well, folks, we've had a great show, and I hope that something one of us has said tonight will help you along your journey. Please don't be shy. Email Eva. She's there to help you. On behalf of everyone here at the show today, Christopher, Eva, and myself, we want to wish you much love and many blessings. And to all our Canadian friends and family, be safe this weekend. It's a long weekend. Have a great weekend, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought. Because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening, and keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.